Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend. Oh, I want to get away. I want to fly away. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Want to get away?
If you are a traveler, you will enjoy our conversation here. Weekly visit from Pauline Frommer, who is at Frommers.com, the home of all those wonderful Frommer travel guides. In a moment, focus on Airbnb. And what happens if you're in a plane that gets hit by a bird? That conversation coming right up here on Good Day.
Today on App Check, HipMunk sorts your flight and hotel searches by agony factors like trip length, number of stops, and price. Great visual design.
Nice.
HipMunk. It's a hit.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. How about an easy way to win friends and influence people? Well, it's as simple as the nose on your face. Here's the biological science of it.
Ooh, that smell.
Now, Grandma Buff, she had a saying. She said, no matter what you say or do, make sure you smell good. Don't laugh. It's a simple-sounding adage, but she was so very correct. And so it seems that the sense of smell dramatically and directly influences how others see you. It impacts your persuasive abilities, how much they like you, and it creates good moods. In other words, people like people who smell good. It indirectly causes mutual regard.
Smell me.
What's the cheap psychological trick? No matter what you say or do, make sure you smell good. It's the easiest way to make a great first impression. Got a comment? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
55 past the hour now on Good Day. Pauline Frommer from the Frommer's website, Frommer's.com, where you'll find access to the Frommer travel guides. Shouldn't travel without resourcing them. And one of the reasons is a story that I see there about paying. When you're paying for a hotel room, you've offered some interesting tips on what people need to be aware of or look for before they actually book the room, right?
The rules are changing. Hyatt and Marriott and others don't want to pay the commission that they pay to the online travel agencies. The online travel agencies are Expedia, Orbitz, Travelocity, so they're doing their darndest to make it uglier for people who don't book with them direct. So they're saying, well, you can book with one of these sites, but we're not going to give you points. We might put you over the air shaft rather than give you a view. We may give a special discount to people who book directly to us. Although the discount, sometimes it's there, sometimes it's not. They're claiming, those two brands are claiming they're giving a 10% discount only to those who book direct. But I'm still seeing very good fares on Expedia, Priceline, Travelocity, or not fares, but hotel rates. So I'm not sure if they're really able to stick with that last promise. But in terms of whether or not you get treated as well, some people think, and I think there may be some validity to this, that you get treated better when you go direct to the hotel.
How often does one really get an upgrade? And do you expect to get one, or ought you to expect, depending on what you pay for a room at a good hotel?
There's that little trick of handing the check-in clerk a $10 or $20 or $30.
I think that's the most easy
way to get the upgrade. Sometimes you can tell them it's my birthday, it's our anniversary, we're on our honeymoon. Sometimes that works. But I don't know if anybody's ever done a study
to see if
there's a statistical number.
Pretty silly. Well, when you want your car taken care of, I always give the valet $10. I don't want my car buried. Don't bury it out back. Here's $10. Make sure it's there when I want to come out and get it. There are new travel tips and recommendations in the neighborhood matching system for users of Airbnb. What do you think about that whole concept?
I'm a big fan of of Airbnb. I just was in California this week, and I spent half as much as I would have in a hotel by renting a tea house in this guy's backyard.
Really?
I felt like I was in Japan. I slept on a futon. I had a soaking tub. It was an adorable, very clean space. But because it was in this guy's backyard and he's doing it for extra money, he charged me much less than a local hotel would. Whether or not these guides are any good is still a matter to discuss. I've seen them. They're okay. You know, it's a first shot for that company at them. We'll see. I think it's in development.
Right. There's a new feature. Guidebooks is what ties a lot of these things together. The guidebooks were curated by Airbnb hosts, so you can find them, I think, online. Fromers.com is the best place to go, and you need travel info. Pauline, thank you.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.